This is Radio Energy News.
Good afternoon, I'm Saskia Williams and this is the 1 o'clock news update. Kenya's controversial president Uhuru Kenyatta has been sworn in for another term. Crowds gathered in a Nairobi stadium to celebrate while opposition supporters were held back from entering with tear gas.
I assume as president of the Republic of Kenya.
Police in Melbourne have arrested a man they say had been planning a terror attack in the city. It's thought the man planned a gun attack at the city's New Year's Eve celebrations. The Pope has demanded justice and respect for human rights during a visit to Myanmar. More than 620,000 Rohingya Muslims fled the country from what's being called textbook ethnic cleansing. This man says he was arrested and put in jail for leaving his camp.
I went there a little bit far away and then the police arrested me, then beat me and then they sent us to the jail.
Tens of thousands of Bali's residents are fleeing their homes as a nearby volcano gets ready to erupt. However, it's thought that masses still haven't evacuated because they feel safe and do not want to leave their livestock. Mount Agung has started spewing lava, signalling the major eruption is very close. And in breaking news, according to the Irish broadcaster RTE, Ireland's Deputy Prime Minister Frances Fitzgerald is to resign. Her resignation will avoid a pre-Christmas general election in the Republic of Ireland. It comes after calls for her to resign over her handling of controversy involving a police whistleblower. I'm Saskia Williams, that's EN4 News and Radio Energy.